Suddenly, ranchers and conservationists are laying down their weapons and extending olive branches over grazing on the Cascade Siskiyou National Monument. Conservationists want cattle off the only monument in the U.S. created solely to protect biological diversity. And the ranchers, formerly the environmentalists' arch foes, they now want to take the cattle off as well. In the turbulent history of the Cascade Siskiyou Monument, this is a stunning development. Located at a biological crossroads that bridges the Cascade and globally significant Siskiyou Mountains, the monument hosts plants and animals not found together anywhere else in the world. In the monument, there are also newly discovered species yet to be named by scientists. There are about a dozen ranchers who hold valid grazing leases predating the creation of the monument. The monument's charter bans grazing if it is determined that cattle are creating an adverse effect on the area's unique biological features. The Bureau of Land Management is studying cattle impacts now, but results are not expected until 2006, and even then, the agency says it will likely be years before the government issues a final decision. The ranchers want out because they worry about legal costs and an uncertain result if the grazing study lands in court. Conservationists want to begin environmental restoration of the monument without further delay or damage from grazing. These motives have brought both sides together on the proposed buyout of the ranchers' leases. The ranchers and conservationists have already lobbied the Oregon congressional delegation. Last week, spokesmen for several legislators said their bosses were willing to consider the idea. Well, they should be. How often do political adversaries from opposite sides of the barbed wire fence ask the delegation for the same thing? By orchestrating a public buyout of Cascade Siskiyou Monument area grazing leases, the legislators can resolve a major headache for themselves and the region, better protect Oregon's newest national monument, compensate an aggrieved portion of their constituency with cash, and save the federal government millions of dollars in litigation and the cost of running an economically marginal but costly program. This is a win-win solution, the kind that politicians usually love. My sources say that the congressional delegation is generally supportive, but that Senator Gordon Smith is the one who can make or break this compromise. Get on your horse, Senator. You can't lose on this issue, and the region has everything to gain. This is Les O'Coin.